approximately 60 protesters braved the rain to attend the General Assembly, where plans for the Transfer Your Money March were discussed. Protesters will march to banks around downtown Sarasota this Saturday to protest and possibly transfer their money to credit unions.
Yeah, we're getting up early.
Yeah, we're getting up early.
And we're going to be exercising.
We're
moving our feet up and down the sidewalk. And going to each bank. So if you want to pull your money out, save it till then.
After the General Assembly, three protesters gathered to discuss the issues that brought them out on a rainy morning. Julio Velasquez sees government as attempting to create an austerity class.
What I want to say is that right now, what is happening in Congress is that there's an austerity class, that they want to push an agenda, you know, a particular agenda that to cut, you know, the resources of government that can help society in general.
A woman who wishes to remain anonymous summarized the group's irritation with the stereotypical view of the movement's protesters, as well as their frustration with Congress not listening to what she believes is the majority of Americans.
This is honestly a group of people from all walks of life, from all political persuasions, who really are just saying we want to be heard. We want our voices heard, whether it's with Zach's idea of let's all go online and vote, or some method where you can't have 70 or 80% of the population saying we're against this or we're for this, and Congress saying, really, we don't care. We're going to do what works for us, and that's all we're interested in.
Zach LaFon was recently discharged from the military. He views the rhetoric about protesters as immaterial because regardless of who they are expressing dissatisfaction and frustration.
Even if we look at it, even if you take, you know, O'Reilly's point of view, there's a bunch of rubber rousers and dirty hippies and this is being taken over. You know what? They could come too. How about that? But there's also legitimately, there's some legitimate people here with legitimate problems, with legitimate concerns, and it's obvious.
It's everybody. It's not...
There's something evident that there is an issue. There's people here. There is an issue. People are not happy. No matter what they're not happy about, they're not happy.
A growing sense of impatience is swelling as Occupy Sarasota only holds protests every Saturday from 10 to 6. One woman believes that growing the numbers is not only necessary for Sarasota, but in towns and cities across the nation.
Right now, what I think the thing is, like, there's always power in numbers. If I was talking to someone, he said, it's not just Occupy Sarasota. If we have Occupy every city and town, and there's a couple of thousand people showing up on weekends, at that point, almost no matter what, they're going to have to listen.
Referring to Sarasota's ordinance prohibiting outdoor sleeping, Clavon sees the first step as changing the law to allow for occupation within the city limits.
Maybe occupy that until we can occupy in reality. Occupy until a bill's passed.
This Saturday, Occupy Sarasota is organizing a Transfer Your Money March beginning at 11 in the morning at Sarasota's Five Points Park. Reporting from Sarasota for WMNF News, I'm Doug Driscoll.